Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is November 7th, 2012. I'm delighted you're here for today's show. We're going to talk about being an empath during big energetic changes. It's going to be a fun show because this is a topic that I think can be very misunderstood by ourselves. So we're going to explore it, and we're going to explore it with our special guest today, the psychic cowgirl, Shannon Lackman. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Thank you for being here. I'm excited to talk with you about this and to get your insights and advice on what it means to be an empath. I am an empath, and you are an empath, so I think that we're going to together share a lot of good stuff that's going to help people.
I think so, and I would bet that a whole lot of our listeners are empaths, too. They might just not be totally aware of it.
Absolutely, yes. I want to let everyone know that Shannon has a website, psychiccowgirl.com, where she works with all kinds of clients all over the world with her intuitive abilities. She does soul healing. She helps you with manifesting, past life regression therapy, intuitive hypnotherapy, and more. So please check out her website. You can find her at psychiccowgirl.com. I want to make sure and let everyone know how they can reach you because I feel like we're going to get going on our conversation and I might forget to mention that later.
That happens.
Yes, it does. So I have been looking forward to this topic because there's a lot of energy going on all around the planet right now. And being an empath means we feel things. And there's different layers that we feel them and different levels of intensity. And I've come to understand that, you know, being an empath is a gift that we chose to work with. We chose to master these abilities. I was an unconscious empath most of my life until I realized what it was, and then I started working with it more consciously and more powerfully. What I'd love to know, Shannon, is how did you know when you were an empath?
That's a great question. I don't know for sure. I just have always felt things, and part of being intuitive, right, because I just always knew things or felt what other people were feeling. I don't even know when I became aware of it. But I do know that when I was little and I would feel these things, I would always send, I don't know, an energy to whoever I was feeling it from, and I didn't even do it knowing that it was something cooler than not other people could do it. Just one of those
good
natural
point.
Things.
Right.
It wasn't until I got older that I realized that not everything I felt was mine.
Huge. That's huge.
Yeah, that is something we need to talk about because here's what I find happens. You'll be going about your day and all of a sudden you'll feel this energy and you'll get instantly crabby or you'll get instantly overwhelmed or instantly you want to cry and it just feels like it came out of nowhere And so you start to examine yourself, and you will come up with reasons why you're feeling that, because we always can, but it's not actually yours. My best example is my husband was having a bad morning, and he was 2 hours away. He was when he was taking his instrumentation, and he was in school that day. And I phoned him later, and I said, because I all of a sudden was stomping around the house, and I was mad, and I thought, what is my problem? What is making me mad? I mean, I could come up with stuff, but it wasn't anything that happened right then. So I phoned him later in the day when I knew he was having lunch, and I said, did you have a bad morning? He said, no, it was all good. And then he keeps chatting with me. And then he says, oh, yeah. And then this morning, they canceled my class and rearranged, and I was so mad, and I was stomping around.
Perfect.
Yeah, didn't I just ask you that? And I just took, I just felt it all, and I thought it was me. So what I've learned to do is when I get those, it almost feels like an attack just because it's instant and you're instantly.
Right.
I just say to myself, is this really mine? And I will
yes.
zip my chakras, do the zipping motion from your pelvis up past your head, and just take a moment to breathe. And sometimes it is mine, and but lots of times it's not.
Yes. And that's an important thing that we need to explore too. Because I think that when you are an empath, there can be a lack of understanding energetic boundaries. You think that you maybe feel like you have to take care of other people, or that you have to
right.
extend more than is necessary to reach other people, or it can be on the opposite, where you just feel that there's a lack of boundaries around you and you're absorbing other people's energies unconsciously. When I was growing up, I always thought that I was known for being sensitive or being hypersensitive. And it was sort of said in a negative way because I didn't understand, of course, when I was younger, that what I was connecting to were people's energies that they weren't even aware of themselves. And so
right.
I agree with what you said, Shannon, that I thought everyone had the same experience. I didn't realize that it was just me who was able to tap into these exchanges.
Yeah, because when something is just a natural part of your being, you don't realize. Because you just think, well, if I can do it, everybody can. And then surprise.
Yes. So we should start... well, we've already started, but we should make sure and cover some traits of an empath, because I jotted some down because it was really good to think about, well, how do we describe being an empath? It can be a vague, misunderstood definition.
Yes.
So I started a little list, and this is what I came up with.
Okay.
An empath will take care of others very naturally.
Yes.
You can at times feel like a chameleon with other people and in various situations. You can be a really great listener, but you also hear more than the words that are being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
You take on others' feelings as your own unconsciously. It's almost like wearing someone else's clothes or someone else's coat, and you don't know it.
Yes.
Maybe that's their coat of anger or sadness or, you know, anything that they're feeling and they're not aware of it. I find that you have a very active heart chakra because you're just open. You know, your heart is open and you're connecting with people. And then the other thing that came to me is that it can be difficult for an empath to express anger or sadness or hurt because you know that you are sharing that feeling and then you'll feel it twice. You feel it yourself, and then if you share
yes.
it with someone else, you might be feeling theirs too.
Absolutely. I love that you said that. So don't you find as an empath, you really refrain sometimes from saying what you would like to say because you're going to not only feel the hurt they're feeling when they hear it, as well as your own.
Yes. Yep, and so you can hold it in and not express your truth or what you really want to say because you're protecting the other person and protecting yourself.
Yes. And it's not good, because holding things in, it doesn't change anything. But yeah, absolutely, right? Because you can see how the other person, or feel how the other person's going to feel, and so then you decide, do I want to make them feel that way? Well, no. You know how I handle that? I always turn it around. If that person would say whatever it is to me and not have a problem with it, then I should be able to say it to them and not worry about it.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? I always, like, go and kind of examine the relationship and say to myself, okay, they probably wouldn't have a problem saying, you know, I don't like that you did that. This is how it made me feel. So I need to get over myself having a problem saying that, because maybe they need to hear it.
And isn't it beautiful? That perspective is beautiful, because then it makes the person a teacher for you.
Yes.
You can learn, okay, there's another way that people are working with their own receiving information. That's the best way to say it. Receiving information, there's another way that they do it, and I don't have to do it for them. I don't have to take on the burden, or what maybe feels like an emotional burden, of their reaction or their discomfort.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
Some physical things about how to know if you're an empath. If you know exactly what kind of mood your spouse is when they come through the door, chances are you're an empath. If you have trouble in crowds and you have to stay either in the front or the back or some sort of edge, chances are you're an empath.
That's a great tip, because crowd energy can be very overwhelming. I find that there's times when I'm in a crowd, I can't look a lot of people in the eye, because I could absorb something if I'm not protecting myself. I also like to look for nature or some type of connection to grounding, whether that's trees or leaves or the grass or water. That is really good for me to feel that I don't have to, you know, be around all of these different frequencies.
Yes. Crowds are huge for empaths.
Yes. Yes.
You have to be in the right emotional state to handle them, and you have to be aware of where you are at all times, just because you need some sort of buffer.
And you mentioned how you zip your chakras. Do you mind describing that for people who aren't familiar with what that protective action is?
Absolutely. You start at your pelvis, and you act like you're zipping up a jacket, and you just zip all the way up past your head. If you can't physically do it because you're in a crowd or you don't want people to wonder what you're up to, if you visualize or imagine it, it will work just as well.
Excellent. It's that intention of closing the energy.
Yes. And zipping your chakras does not block any positive energy. It only blocks energy that's going to be negative for you.
That's important. It's like a filter. Filters out what you don't need, what you don't need to deal with. Are you, when you talk with your clients and you're working with people, are there themes that are coming up maybe right now or just in general about being an empath? Are you hearing from your clients experiences that they're going through, or what's happening? I think it helps all of us to hear what other people experience with this, because empath talents, I see it as talents, aren't openly discussed. So I'm hoping this helps a lot of people understand how they're normal with their empath skills.
Yeah. Well, you know what I've noticed over the last 6 months is that more often than not, every client I've had is an empath. And so what I think it is with the energies shifting and changing, and it's so much easier to tune in and tap into those energies now, that is showing itself as everybody being an empath. You're able to feel the energies, you're able to tune in, and it can be completely overwhelming, because all of a sudden you're able to feel all these things and you couldn't before or didn't notice before.
Yep, yep.
I'm convinced it's part of this shift, that we're all becoming more empathic, because it gives us more compassion. When you can feel what someone else is feeling, you're going to choose your words, thoughts, and actions a little better, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes. And it's interesting, the overlaps, because being an empath, like you mentioned, for you, you're also psychic and intuitive. So for you, it's been all together. You know, you have all of these talents together. Some people might identify themselves as just being an empath, and they don't think they have intuitive abilities or psychic abilities. Some people can be an empath and be highly introverted. And that is why they're introverted, is because they don't want to be in the world interacting and absorbing other people's stuff. So there's a lot of different labels out there that can overlap what the empath energy is.
I completely agree. My advice to people is Google. Google empath. Google empath. Google it. Read what other people are saying about it. See what resonates with you. Research it. Because like you said, there's all different forms, and you may not think that you are. Because someone talking to me, they'll say, oh, well, you're a psychic intuitive, so of course you're an empath. Well, yes, but they can be separate. So go Google empath. See what fits for you.
And it's good to know that there's a lot of solid information out there. So you can find ways, or you can find resources that validate who you are and what your needs are. So, for example, you know, being an introvert, you will hear and read what that means. And as you read that, you'll see that there are other people who have those same experiences. You just don't know who they are in your life, but there are other people who also have the same experiences. And we all need a level of support for who we are and how we express ourselves. So I think that it's excellent to find more people out there who understand what it means to be an empath. And then you get away from any of the negative or judgmental parts of it that you might be telling yourself.
Yes. And by researching it, it gives you words to use if you want to have a conversation with someone. Because you know what? Talk to your friends. You'll be surprised at how many people are feeling the same way, that they're just taking on all these other energies. Another way to know if you're taking on energies is you'll not be, like, your energy won't be in a grounded state, and you'll be reaching for all those snacks.
Right. Yes, that's the unconscious energy coming up, where you're looking to take care of yourself, but you don't know what you're taking care of necessarily. You're not getting to the root issue.
Yes. I would love to do a survey of people who feel that they're overweight, and find out how many of them are empathic. And part of their weight issue, which they feel they have, is spiritual, and they're taking on everybody else's stuff. And then where are they storing it?
Absolutely. That's a great idea. I think you should do it, because it gets to the heart of things, and that's where you start drawing your boundaries and creating your own energetic space, too, where you see the other people's feelings. You don't have to be responsible for them. And I've found that it's something that we work on and we master, to find the tools and techniques that work best for us. So I love your zipping the chakras. Because that's very easy, it's simple, you can do it anywhere. And there's other things you can do too. It's, you know, when you're in a crowd, you can see yourself protected by an energetic, maybe it's a white bubble or something, where you feel that you're safe in your space, and it's a shield to keep out anything else.
What I do for my kids is I visualize or imagine a hula hoop around their feet, like on the ground, and then I shoot that hula hoop up to the sky. Then they're protected. That's an easy visualization for people. Just imagine a hula hoop on the ground around you, and then that hula hoop's going up to the sky, and so your whole body and all the way up is protected.
That's wonderful. I love just the visual. I love the energy of that, the action of it, whoosh, up to the sky.
Yeah, and who doesn't, you know how to use a hula hoop?
Yeah.
Even if you're
bad
at it, you can still use it.
And it's fun. So I think it's important for empaths to know how supported they are energetically and to understand the gift of being an empath and maybe why on a soul level you chose to have this experience. So have any insights or tips that you found with your clients or with yourself about that, about the benefits of being an empath?
Well, for me, when I have a client coming that day, whatever's going on with them before they get here, I take it all on. So when they come and sit down with me or I talk to them over the phone, I can say, so this is going on today. So some clients that I've seen before, they will like message me or tell me, so this is are you feeling crabby right now? And I'm like, yes. Oh, that's mine. Sorry.
That's great.
And it's so funny to me, though, because if they're having a bad day, I think it's mine first. And I think, oh, I wonder if I have to cancel that client because, you know, I'm feeling really crabby right now and I just don't know if I can do it. And then it goes, ting, oh, yeah, duh. It's their energy, not mine. Yet if they're having a great morning, if they're coming in the afternoon, I don't even notice. I just have a great morning. I only notice when it's something heavier. Isn't that funny?
It is. So do you intentionally initiate that energetic connection with your clients first? Because that sounds like it makes you an even better at what you do, that you already know where they're coming from.
Yes. Although I don't know if I could stop it even if I wanted to. Because when you're coming to see me, the healing starts before you even actually see me or talk to me, right?
Yep.
Just how I roll. So when we're talking and I can say this and this and this, it's a validation that I am connected to their energy. So it makes the session easier and quicker for me. I like it.
Yeah. I find that one of the best things about being an empath is that you have access to more information. You're collecting information about a situation, about a person, about yourself, that you don't have to search for. I find that it's just you're able to work with more of a broader understanding. And that is one of the biggest gifts about being an empath, is that you have access to information that other people may not. And once you have an understanding of that, you can work with it in really powerful ways.
I agree. So don't you think that being an empath, when you meet somebody, you take in a lot of information and you should trust your first instincts about it?
Yes. Trust is an important word for empath. Trusting yourself is crucial. And I think that's a great scenario. That's a great real-world scenario, is that when you're first meeting someone or listening to their voice, or, you know, just visually seeing them, there's something where when you have that live connection, you're getting information and you should trust it. Yes. That's an important tip for empath.
Do you think that being an empath, we are receiving most of our information through all of our chakras?
I haven't thought about it. That's a good question.
It just occurred to me because I was thinking about, you know, when we zip, we can block it, like shut it all down. So wouldn't it make sense that when we're meeting somebody, Caroline Mace actually does say this, that when you meet somebody, you're taking in a bunch of information, you go up your chakras, but you just do it instantaneously?
Okay, yes. I think that it does relate to the heart chakra the feeling center. Like there's something about the feeling energy. And I can see it happening where it does affect every chakra. But I feel like there's almost like more of a focus on the emotional and feeling centers.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
because I'm thinking about when you meet somebody, sometimes you get reactions in your body, right?
Yep.
Like in
yep,
your gut,
yep.
Or in your heart, or in your chest, or in your throat. So I just think we should all pay attention to that now. See if
yes.
if somebody like kind of hits you in one of those centers, and then find out what it means. Because it's giving you really useful information. We just have to figure out how to interpret it for our own selves.
Because energy doesn't lie.
Nope.
So being an empath, that's one of the gifts, is that you're receiving information that's true for you, and trusting it is one of those, it's an opportunity we have. We have the opportunity
yes.
to trust ourselves more and to know ourselves better based on these talents. And it's fascinating to me because we also have to be okay with the individuation of information, meaning if you and I both met the same person, Shannon, we would probably
right.
have some similar empathic reactions and maybe some different ones. And so it would be
right.
suitable for you to have your full information and suitable for me to have my full information. It's like we would each have our own separate way of understanding someone else. And
right.
that is, and so I guess what I'm getting at is that we don't have to look for that validation outside of ourselves. We need to, again, come back to trusting ourselves and everything that we are feeling and understanding, even if it doesn't make sense, quote unquote, even if there's no logical or intellectual understanding.
Because you will figure it out eventually.
Yes, yes. And that's something that I've had to work with, is that I'll feel something and I'll feel it strongly and I won't be able to place it in my brain, or I won't be able to really get a grasp on it in a way that I would like to mentally. And so
mm-hmm.
I might have this inner back and forth with myself where the feeling is this, but logically it doesn't connect. I'm trying to find out why or how or who. And so it's fascinating because every time I'm in that situation, I find that my initial empathic gut reaction was right on.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Yep, I just had an experience a few days ago about somebody that I had the gut feeling, the intuitive feeling about, and I tried really hard to like them, but there just was something about them I wasn't sure. So three
yeah.
years later, I mean, I don't have much to do with them, so it's not a big deal, but 3 years later, I happened to stumble across a conversation they were having about somebody else, and it was blasting rude. Like, it was really, really horrible. It was a very mean girl, and I thought, there I go. Took 3 years, but now it validated why I didn't really care for that person's energy in the first place.
Yeah, right. Because you're picking up on something beyond their appearance or whatever. You were picking up on what was happening underneath the surface.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, I found that with empath energy, that is something that we do. We can go into self-doubt and
yes.
looking for validation or not believing in ourselves or feeling like, am I the only one in the situation who gets what's really going on?
Yes. So true.
Yes.
That's why you need to talk to people about it. You'll be shocked.
Yes. Yes. It's so true. And we are gifted with expanding these abilities even more right now, because as you mentioned, the shift that's happening is opening us up to these abilities in even more ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
I was just going to say a positive thing about being an empath, when you're in a crowd full of positive energy, wow, best ever. Or music.
Yes. I find that music is so powerful. And I will listen to music that I might not is something beyond even the words of the song or the lyrics. It's more the energetic frequency of music. So I might be listening to a song where I wouldn't necessarily buy that album or love that artist, but I love that song because it holds a very high energetic buoyancy to it. And it lifts me right up. And I love that about music. It's sort of my go-to whenever I need a quick fix.
And doesn't it feel like you feel it in every cell of your body?
Love that. Yep.
So there's
absolutely
a huge gift in being an empath. You get to feel things deeply. And it's not just the less than fun negative things. It's all the other things, that extreme joy, that extreme happiness.
Yes. Being able to move between the continuum of feelings and emotions, I find that to be very powerful, especially when we start to work with the energy consciously and powerfully, and then we can choose more the continuum we want to be on, you know, the side of things we want to be on, so the joy and the happiness and the upliftment that is available.
Yes. So don't you think that being an empath, we have the ability to bring ourselves out of any bad moods really quick just through music or through tapping into something positive?
Good point. Yes, that's excellent. You get used to turning things around for yourself. It becomes that inner, your inner resource. You take care of yourself in that way. Yes. So I'm curious, Shannon, are other people in your family empaths?
Well, working on it. I think my one son is. The other one says, no, he doesn't feel anything, but I don't know if he just doesn't want to right now. In my extended family, I'm pretty sure both my brothers are, but they don't talk about it.
Yep, I think that is a male response. It could be overwhelming, misunderstood. You could feel out of place. You don't see any other male role models demonstrating that.
Yes. And, I've sort of tried to talk about it with them, but they don't want to talk about it, so that's okay.
Yeah. I think it's part of the shift that's happening, is that men are becoming more in touch with their feelings and emotions in a new way, and that is opening up more empathic abilities to understand people better.
Yes. I think so. Well, and I also think that being an empath, you're going to be more in tune to animals right now, too.
Exactly. Yes. I wrote myself a little note here that I connect to animals very easily, and I feel what they're going through. If they're happy at the park, I feel that. If they're on the street, walking down the sidewalk, feeling confused or uncertain, I feel that too. How do you feel it on your farm? Because you have horses and cows and all kinds of animal friends.
Well, if you were reading my Facebook the other day when I was venting and then had to, retract, a little karmic thing going on the day we were doing the karma show, my horses ended up getting out, and by the time I got home, my neighbor had nicely put them all away except for my two young ones. But when I was driving home and just before I left town, I was feeling really off and ungrounded, and one of my friends said, "You're not very grounded. Maybe you need to take some time to go do something today." I said, "Okay, thanks. I didn't notice, but..." As I was driving home, I was feeling all these weird, like edgy, jumpy emotions, and I come into my yard, and my two horses are out, and they saw me, and they ran to me to get help, and then I put them away, and later on I had to go really calm one down, but I could feel what he was feeling.
Absolutely. That must have been an uncertain period of time for him.
Yeah, and I can connect to my horses easily. That one was the most powerful, though. And he's my new horse. I got him on Mother's Day. I didn't know I could connect to him that well.
Wow.
And when we went and checked him later, he was still edgy running around, and it was 3 hours after, and my husband couldn't get near him. And I had to, very gently and kind of sneak around a truck and make sure that the truck was kind of between him and I and pet him slowly and calm him down that way. And then he was fine. Then my husband could go up and stuff. But, that was very, very strange. I didn't – I mean, it was cool for me to see that I could connect to him so well, but I was, you know, upset for him because he was a little worked up.
Yeah, definitely. And what a gift that you are able to understand what he's going through. He's lucky to have that in his human partner.
Yeah. And he's a new-to-us horse, so that was pretty cool. So for any of you that have animals, if you feel that your animal's off a bit, you're right. Or if you feel that they're really, really super happy, you're right about that too.
Yes. Yes. And so validating ourselves is important. Know that when you're feeling something and it's very direct and you just have that knowingness about it, again, trust yourself and validate it. I think that's an important tip for empaths because you probably won't get the same validation out in the world unless you're talking to somebody else who's also an empath.
Yes. So very true.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I don't know how to be an empath without being intuitive. For me, they seem sort of like they go together. You know how you can just sit in one spot and you can send your energy out to check on your children or your pets and stuff like that? I don't know if that would be empathy because you're using energy to connect or an intuitive energy or the same thing. What do you think, Molly?
Good point. I feel like it's the same thing. In fact, I'm seeing it woven together, like a little string, like two strings going out. So say like a red string and a blue string, and they're interwoven together, and they're reaching out to check in with your son or with your husband or with a friend, and you're just getting that pulse on them, you know, what's going on for them energetically. So that, I feel like that could be more intuitive because it's at a distance. Whereas if someone's right in front of you or you're in that same space with them, that would be being an empath, and it might not be as intuitive. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep. It does.
Okay. And so there's some people who, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't feel that you're intuitive, or maybe you do feel you're intuitive, but you aren't sure if you're also an empath, the empath energy is all about the feeling, energy of feelings. So you could be getting information about somebody, and maybe you're picking up on their mental thoughts more so than their energetic, emotional energy. I just said energy twice. but what I mean is that, so the empath is about working with someone's emotional field.
Right. Because you're taking on what they're feeling.
And it's beyond the five senses, and it can be very subtle. You're picking up very subtle things. And maybe you notice the little facial reactions or the stuff happening with someone's eyes, and they feel really uncomfortable, and you just pick up on that naturally. And I found that more and more people are doing that, and they maybe don't even understand that it is their empathic abilities that are being improved.
Yeah. I agree.
Do you have tips or some ways that people could further their empathic abilities in a healthy way, you know, a way that takes care of their energy while connecting and understanding other people's?
My biggest tip about being or even working with it is to make sure you ground your energy first. Carry tourmaline, carry hematite if that's what you have to do, sea salt baths. Because if you don't have your energy grounded, or, you know, visualize, imagine the big roots from the bottom of your feet, when you feel other people's emotions, you will take them. You can
and
be like a sponge.
It can lead to all kinds of stuff too, icky stuff, and you don't want that.
Yes.
I found that also being an empath, you have to constantly clear energy around you. If you're not protected, or you forget to do something, you can always clear away the energy afterwards, but you just want to keep your space clean and clear and purely your own.
Yes. Because having empathy gives you the ability to feel compassion for other people. So it gives you the ability to be in their shoes, so to speak. So it gives you this perspective that's more like a circle than a straight line. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. I find that it's interesting. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, I find that it's interesting then to work or be with people who are not empathetic and who have a very hard time understanding that experience. So, for example, I have a friend who I've spent some time with, and she and I have very different understandings and viewpoints on conversations or on opinions. And it's because I, as an empath, I am taking in more than what is just said, and I'm looking at and feeling what's happening within that person's energy field. You know, I'm just taking in more information, where she's very to the point, and she doesn't overthink anything. So she basically takes something at face value. So we'll
right.
have the same experience, and we'll walk away with very different understandings and viewpoints.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It is interesting. Because I wonder, too, you know, what that means globally, where, you know, there's some of us with the gifts of empathy, and there's other people who have chosen at a soul level not to work with that energy, to not experience that.
Hey, true.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for the contrast.
Right. Yes. Yes. Do you feel that you've been empathetic in other lifetimes and in other situations, and that's why you're so gifted with it?
Yes. Yes. I know I've had other lifetimes as a healer, and I'm pretty sure empathy goes along with that, because a good healer will be able to feel what their person they're working with is feeling, right? Because then you get a deeper understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned earlier working with grounding and working with different stones. Do you have any stones or crystals that help with specifically with the grounding and with working with the different chakras even?
Stones for grounding are black. So the black tourmaline, hematite are two of my favorites. And then when you work hematite, for especially when I was first, you know, deciding to take this all very seriously or a little more seriously, and I was really working on myself, I would carry hematite. I would have like a hematite, maybe a sodalite, maybe an amethyst, and I'd have them in my bra because it was handy. And I would be not grounded, and the only stone I would ever lose is the hematite.
Oh, wow.
Sure, I've lost five until I just kept working at it and practicing it to stay in my body, and then I didn't lose. And now I don't lose the hematites. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. That's really, really interesting. Wow. I want to let people know, too, that Shannon has a spiritual shop where she specializes in different jewelry, stones, just fun divination tools, all kinds of things. So if you want to check that out on her website at psychiccowgirl.com, and then just click on Goddess Shopping, and you can see some of these stones that she's talking about. I bought some things from your shop because I love your shop. There's nothing else like it. So it's so fun to see what you make and the new things you offer every month. It's great.
And I'm a little bit behind on updating. And I will give everybody a tip. Shipping, because I do live in the country, and sometimes shipping is tricky, but here's what I do. I have kind of my virtual assistant and I set up a shipping module, I guess it's called, and it does give shipping, and sometimes it seems a little high, but what I actually do is I package your stuff up, I take it to my post office, I find out how much it's actually going to cost you, then I let you know before I send it. And if you've already paid, you get a refund, right, Molly?
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Molly did get a refund because I don't know how else to do it. My virtual assistant and I spent weeks on that. But because everything changes so quickly.
Yeah, that's a great solution. And you're very fair.
Thing.
You're very fair. That's great. I think.
Well, and sometimes when you shop on my store and you think the shipping is high, you could even send me an email with the stuff you want, and I can go check it before you even pay if that makes you happy. Because I know what it's like shopping online. I love it. But shipping is tricky. So I just need to
say That's a great idea. That's good. Yeah, shoot you an email. You can give them an accurate quote if the shipping seems high. Yeah. I would recommend to everyone to check out Shannon's shop if you're looking for ways to get any of these stones, because then you can just have them delivered to you and you don't have to go and search for them out in the world. And they're lovely.
Yes.
They're lovely. They come packaged with a lot of love and extra juju.
I was just going to say, I do extra juju them. Because I can.
Free with purchase. Free with purchase. I love it.
Yeah, free with purchase. You asked about chakra stones. The chakra stones match the color. So for your root chakra, which is red, any stone that's red. And then you go up. Green ones are for the heart, anything green or pink.
Yes. Yes. That's a great way to remember it. It's very easy.
Yes.
So those types, the rocks, crystal stones, anything we can hold in our hand from the earth, has beautiful grounding power, and I think that it's a great way to protect ourselves and to absorb energies and release them.
Yes. And when you can wear it as jewelry, it's just that much more fun.
Yes, when you can have the pretty factor going and you can make it even more fun to protect yourself and feel like you got a way to decide boundaries and clear energy, all of that. You know, we need to feel in control of this energy and know that it's working for you. It's not working against you. It's working for you to be yourself and to have the best experience you can while you're here this time around. Because I have found, too, that it's not always understood. You know, this being an empath is not something that is out there in the world as something that people know. You know, there's a lot of people who are not on a spiritual path and they don't have this understanding of what it means to collect and understand this kind of emotional energy.
I agree. The only things that are out there is if you're, they call you highly sensitive. There is books and stuff on that, but
yeah.
I don't know that, I haven't found that they actually speak about empathy in particular. They just call it sensitive, being sensitive.
Right, yes. And so I wanted to move into some of these big energy changes and shifts that are happening globally. Here in the U.S., we just had the presidential election, and there was just last week the big Hurricane Sandy that came through the Upper East Coast and wiped out a lot of homes and took out power and just had a lot of chaos in certain areas. You know, in other parts of the world, it's very peaceful and very grounded, and they're not experiencing these big energetic changes. And so I think it's interesting to be an empath during these global events. What did you feel or what did you see come up during some of these changes, Shannon?
Edgy. I felt edgy and unsettled. And I needed to move. I will say this about the music thing we were talking about earlier. For the last 2 months, I'm a cowgirl. Usually George Strait is my happy place. That's where what I listen to. For about the last 2 to 3 months, it's always been hard rock and roll. I love the Rock of Ages soundtrack. I've had to listen to, like, stronger beat music to get rid of energies. And I find
that
when big things are going on in the world, I need, like, Bon Jovi with that hard rocking beat just to help me release energies, and it works. When things are peaceful in the world, it's George Strait that I want, like the softer music tones. I found that fascinating because I've noticed for the last 3 months, I only want to listen to the hard rock and roll.
That's a great observation because I think that's a wonderful way to work with these energies, these global energies that are happening that can feel out of our control and we don't know how to deal with them. And again, coming back to music and dancing, working out, moving your body, anything to to, like you said, you know, stomp it out, get it out, move it through.
Yes, because if you're feeling edgy and unsettled and you don't really know why, try to find some music that you like, or like Molly said, dance works amazing, or work out. Try to get the energy moving, because you're probably just picking up what's out in the world and you don't have a place to put it, right? Because it doesn't really fit you, but it's still there and you have to deal with it.
Yes, especially if you're watching a lot of TV or if you're on the internet, you can be picking up a lot of stuff, the icky, gross, sticky stuff that you're not even aware of. And you have to be disciplined enough to tear yourself away from that media, not just mass media, but any kind of media that is infusing your body with something that isn't yours. And I have found that I couldn't watch too much. I can't watch too much of the global disaster stuff because I just have to draw that line because I want to consciously return to a place of being peace and feeling grounded and rooted in that energy instead of contributing to any panic or chaos or negative stuff out there.
I agree. Even people, I can't tell you how many friends I've talked to lately who on Facebook have been doing the, you know, where you can still be friends with someone, but you just hide their statuses or what they're saying for a while, and you can still go and chat with them and check in on them and stuff, but you don't see their stuff every day.
Right.
A lot of people have been doing that just because they need a break, right? It's not that they don't love that other person or want to be in contact with them. They just need a little bit of a break because it feels like people are so intense right now and intensely feeling everything. And some people like to feel everything and then tell everybody else all about it. Nothing wrong with that. But it's your choice whether you want to see it every day, right? Because as an empath, you're going to take those things on into your energy and want to fix them.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a good point, is that need to fix it or the need to make it better, or that there's a responsibility there. You can be unconsciously giving yourself a to-do list to make things better, to make it right, and you don't have to do that.
No. And you get yourself pulled into situations, and then you think, why did I do that?
I've learned that it's very important for me to examine responsibilities and commitments I make before making them, meaning to energetically check in and see, is this really something I want to interact with? Because as an empath, I know that I can take on more or take on excess. and so I have to really examine and be certain about what works for me and what I need to, you know, pass on or say no to. And that's something really important for empaths. We have to honor ourselves in that way.
And the trick being, when someone is asking you to help them with something, you actually, being an empath, feel that they really want your help. So you can be drawn in that way and feel almost obligated to say yes, which is not honoring yourself, but because you can feel that they really want you to help them. Do you know what I mean? So you have to be so aware.
You know, it changes the experience of email, too, because you can read the words and understand what they're asking, but what is really being said behind the email, you know, there's a lot more subtle energy oftentimes in emails, and that's been fascinating. Because I will get emails and I know exactly what the true intention is or what the true question is that might not be on the screen.
Right. It might not be in the words, but it's in the energy. Absolutely.
And what a gift. I mean, I feel like, wow, that's so great to have more information. As we mentioned, you get more information about what's really happening. You understand maybe more about more truth about a person or who they are, what they are, where they're at right now. You just have more more information. And I think that's really important for empaths. Like, validate that for yourself, that you're gifted with understanding on deeper levels.
Very gifted. So basically, you're cutting out a bunch of time and energy for yourself because you already know the answers. Just trust.
Yay, for knowing the answers and the information.
Yes.
And owning it. Owning it. That's a really important thing, as we've been saying, the trust and the validating yourself and the owning it, because that is where you will feel more powerful and you'll be more in touch with your authentic power.
Yes. And so it's a huge gift. Okay, back to my example of someone that I'd met, and I just wasn't sure that I liked them, but I wanted to, kind of, and I didn't. It took 3 years before I was validated why I didn't like them. So the fact that I had that information at the beginning made me super cautious about pursuing anything with that person, right?
Yes.
Or if that person would have approached me with some sort of, you know, something they wanted to do together or something, I would have been super cautious and aware. That's the gift. Doesn't mean that you might not like that person, but it just is telling you to be careful, because whatever's going on with them doesn't fit with you, with your energy.
Yep, 100%. Yes, that's a great example. And I have a similar example just recently. There's someone that I had seen her online and was just a little bit familiar with her work. And it wasn't until I heard her voice that I had validation that this isn't the right person for me to understand or connect with more, I should say. There just wasn't that resonance. And I had to honor that in myself, because a part of it is, well, I want to connect with people and I want to follow that and trust that. But if it's a waste of energy, and if you really feel at the beginning that there isn't going to be those connections, then just as you said, Shannon, you know, you're saving yourself the time and the energy and all of that by trusting yourself.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to, like, cut them off and never talk to them again, but you'll have that energy of a little bit cautious, and so you won't jump in. I think it's fantastic.
And I think that that's also wisdom. You know, that's your own soul wisdom coming through, that you felt some yellow lights or a yield or caution sign here. That is your wisdom, you know, your higher self coming through to give you what you need. And I find that it's from a place of love. It's love for you and love for the other person. Because if you don't connect with them, they're not going to connect with you.
Right. Or if they want something from you that you don't want to give energetically because it's not the energy exchange, you already have a heads up.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. That's why I love empath energy. And I think that we need more messages about how wonderful it is, that it's not just about,
true,
you know, being sensitive or overly aware or anything where you feel like a misfit or that you don't fit in. It's not that at all. It's more that you just have more other gifts that you chose to develop, and that it all contributes to your discernment and your wisdom, your own wisdom.
Your own wisdom, absolutely. You know what else is the coolest thing about being an empath? When you read a really good book, you're there.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I love that.
That is a great example. And related to that, in the world of entertainment, movies. There's some movies where I just feel too much and I have to maybe not watch that movie or watch it again.
And again and again and again, because it makes you feel good.
Yes.
Man, someone that's not an empath won't get to experience that kind of coolness.
Yeah, you do get the highs of the high emotions, and you get to be aware of that and to work with it. And I love that. There's some books that I will read over and over again because they make me so happy.
Yes.
And again,
something
this goes back
popping
to...
in.
Yeah?
I'm just thinking about people that suffer from depression.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they have empath energy. I don't think it works that way.
How can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, because it just was popping in. Because, you know, being an empath, you take on other people's energy. But if someone is super depressed, I don't take that on as an empath. I don't feel what they're feeling in that thing, in that that emotion, because I think depression is a totally separate energy. I don't know why. Someone might listening might want to know that. I don't know why that's popping in.
Yeah, okay.
If you're an empath and you happen to be working with someone who's depressed, you won't take that part on.
Or you might not, at least not to the extent that, I mean, you might feel that there's depression or feel sadness or feel something,
right,
but you won't absorb that full experience.
Right, because it feels like being an empath, some energies we encounter are contagious. Right?
Yeah,
someone else
right.
is feeling it, we feel it too. But I just want to be clear that depression has never felt that way for me. When I've like been working with someone who is depressed, I've not taken that on and ended up in a depression myself.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And even it could be too because a part of you knows that this is energy that you're protecting yourself from, or that you're just not absorbing it because you know that it isn't yours. And I'd say that is an important thing too, is that when you become more, comfortable with being an empath and you're mastering it more, you're able to have more natural boundaries and discernment where you're not taking on everything.
Yes. And you'll know, you can feel it when you are taking it on because it feels slightly different. You might not recognize it in the moment, but once you like have it for a few minutes, you're like, oh, wait, that's not mine.
Right. Yeah. And I think one other thing to touch on here about being an empath is the need for having your own space in your world in some manner, whether it's just maybe it's just a special chair or a meditative space, maybe it's your own office or room. I think it's important for empaths to be able to decompress and just have a space where you can be in your own energy fully and completely without intrusion.
Yes, good point.
Yeah, we need that because you want to get vibed up on your own authentic vibration and frequency. You want to own that and know what that's like naturally and to source from there, you know, to source from your own chakras and your own space. And I think that is important too for empaths to know, is that you have the right to do that and that it's probably a lifestyle need. If you were to look back on your whole life, you might see that you've always needed time to yourself and space to yourself. And so it's one more thing to validate. Like you just need, you know, that half hour every day or that day every week where it's just you.
Yes, and that becomes part of your self-care.
And that's huge. Self-care is huge.
Very huge.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm looking at the time, and it's already been a little over an hour. And it's been such a fun show because I think this is more information that people want to hear and just we want to feel validated about. Like, okay, it is a thing. You know, being an empath and these qualities I have is a thing. And it's certainly a gift, and there's so many beautiful opportunities with it.
Yes.
Yes. If you joined our show late, this has been a conversation with Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. She is an ordained minister, psychic, intuitive, healer, counselor, and her website is psychiccowgirls.com, so you can find out more about Shannon's offerings and services. Thank you so much for being here, Shannon. I'm so glad we could have this conversation.
Thank you. I'm taking a break from cow processing, so now I get to go haul cows to town.
That's right. Shannon has had a busy day. Yeah. Well, because it makes you so happy. It's your happy life.
It does. It does. So thank you for having me on, Molly.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for being here. I appreciate all of your stories and wisdom and everything you shared. And like I said, if you're joining us late, feel free to go back and listen to the show from the beginning because you'll see where we started. And there's lots of good stuff on this episode. This is a good one. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being here, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Yay. Bye-bye.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life.